聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年3月18日，星期三。我们再次荣幸的邀请到了要穿发布，为我们继续讲解永恒的切特念基地。是切特念，查理查诺扎，哈利布什。
加油加油，是切特念，加油你加南达。
加油加油，是切特念，加油你加南达。
加油对的，唱的加油，高拉巴塔布林达。
Jaya
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 20, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatan Goswami in the science of the Absolute Truth.
我们继续阅读永恒的切特念经，是切特念查理查诺扎玛迦利亚中篇销量的第20章，主是切特念玛哈普布教导萨那坦果斯密有关绝对真理的科学。
Broadcasting this morning from Shridam Mayapur.
我们今天是在 Shridam Mayapur 向大家直播。
Mayapur is now very very quiet after the festival is over and many many devotees have left.
节日结束之后，很多奉献者都离开了玛雅普，所以现在玛雅普一片宁静。
But the group of Chinese devotees are still here.
那现在在这里还留下了一些中国的奉献者。
They are very happy to extend their time in Mayapur, and they are not in a hurry to go back to China.
他们现在延长了在玛雅普待的这个时间，而且呢也非常的高兴。
So they are very fortunate to have the association almost every day of His Holiness Nrisimha Maharaj.
现在他们每天都有机会和 Nrisimha Maharaj 一起联谊。
And they are taking advantage of being in the Holy Dham to make a lot of spiritual progress.
他们非常珍惜在圣地的这些时间，在灵性上也取得了很大的进步。
So these are very special times.
所以呢，现在这段时间。对他们来说是非常的特别的。
It's a golden opportunity for everyone to make a lot of spiritual progress.
对每个人来说都是取得灵性进步的最佳契机。
With restrictions of movement and restrictions of socializing, we should take advantage to hear more and chant more.
现在我们在行动上和社交上面都有一定的限制，所以我们要更好的珍惜这个时间，用来唱诵，和聆听。
So we'll continue now, and today we will, we'll see if we can finish this chapter.
那我们今天继续来讲第二十章，我们一会儿来看我们是否可以把这一章讲完在今天。
There are so many details and so much information given by Lord Chaitanya to Sanatan Goswami.
在这一章当中 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给 Sanatan Goswami 讲了很多的细节。
It would take much much longer time if we went into every aspect of those teachings.
如果说我们要涵盖这个教导的每一个细节的话，那可能还要很多堂课。
We have been giving just an overall picture of those teachings.
我们实际上呢是给大家一个大略的一个概览。
As a matter of fact, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami often mentions.
那事实上 ，Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 呢，他经常提到了这一点。
That it is not possible to finish glorifying the Supreme Lord.
说呢，就是说荣耀至尊主是怎么荣耀都没有止境的。
You can never make a statement such as, "Now I have said everything about Krishna."
所以你不可能在某一个时刻你会说现在呢有关于至尊主 我已经讲完了。
Because Krishna is eternal, therefore everything that there is to know about Krishna is also eternal, which means that it's unlimited.
因为 Krishna 是永恒的，那么有关 Krishna 我们要知悉的一切也是永恒的，所以可以说就是无穷无尽的。
So we are just giving a glimpse.
我们现在只是给大家这么一篇。
This is what Lord Chaitanya told Rupa Goswami in the previous chapter. He said, I have just given a drop of knowledge of the science of devotional service. Now you expand on it.
那么就像是前面这一章当中 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给 Rupa Goswami 说的，我现在只是给了你一滴有关 Krishna 知觉的知识，现在呢，请接受这一滴知识。然后去扩展他们吧。
And the science of devotional service, the science of Krishna consciousness is compared to an ocean.
那有关于 Krishna 知觉的这个知识就好比是一个浩瀚的海洋。
And we're trying to understand one drop of the ocean.
我们现在在试图去理解这浩瀚的海洋中的一滴。
But what we know is that the drop of water from the ocean is equal to the ocean.
那我们知道，就是从海水当中所取得的每一滴，都是和海水是一样。
And the idea in Krishna consciousness is not to remain on the surface of the ocean, but to go very deep into the ocean.
那 Krishna 知觉的核心就是在于不要停留在海面上，而是要潜入到海底的深度。
In other words, we don't want to have an artificial or superficial.Approach to Krishna consciousness.
所以当我们接近 Krishna 知觉的时候，不要采取一种非常刻意的或者是一种表面的方式。
It's not about how much we know.
我们知道多少，了解多少，这并不是最重要的。
It's about what we realize.
最关键的是我们觉悟到多少。
So when we go deep into the ocean of Krishna consciousness, then we get proper realization.
所以呢，当我们潜入到 Krishna 知觉的知识的海洋中的时候，那我们就能够慢慢的有所去觉悟。
And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Janma karma chame divyam evam yuveti tatvatha chaktva deham punar janma neitino."Chaktva deham punar janma neitino Arjuna. If we can just understand Krishna's activities and Krishna's appearance in this material world, then we never take birth again.
那在《博伽梵歌》里面 ，Krishna 也跟 Arjuna 说到了这样一段话，意思就是说呢，如果说我们能够了解到 Krishna 的这个出生和他的这个活动。哪怕只有一点的话，我们都不用在这个物质世界再次重生了。
So sometimes devotees may think that they have to read many, many books.
很多奉献者可能会觉得他们必须要饱览群书。
That they have to understand absolutely everything that's written in the books.
必须要对这个书里所说到的所有的这些知识呢，都需要非常的了解。
That we have to be very philosophical.
觉得我们自己呢，应当非常有哲学的思考能力。
But what is the most important is the practice of devotional service.
但是实际上最重要的就是去觉得实际的修习。
Without no realization.
如果没有去践行的话，没有修习的话，就根本不可能有任何的觉悟。
So we may study Srila Prabhupada's books.
所以呢，我们可以去研习 Srila Prabhupada 的书。
Which is very good and very much needed.
就是非常好的，也是非常必要的。
But we have to engage in practical devotional service.
但是我们还是要去实际的去践行 Krishna 知觉的奉献服务。
Then everything that we read will gradually make sense.
那这样呢，我们所有的这些学到的这些知识，我们阅读到的这些知识呢，就会顺理成章了，就会让你得到觉悟。
And as it has been mentioned before,We don't have to understand everything.
就像是前面所提到的一样，我们并不需要 去认识一切，了解一切。
We shouldn't think, oh, I will surrender to Krishna after I understand everything about the cosmic creation, everything that goes on in the spiritual world and how it functions, then I will surrender to Krishna.
没有必要说，我必须要对所有的宇宙创造都非常要了解，而且我必须要知道这些创造的过程，知道灵性世界的细节，我才能去皈依 Krishna。
No, it doesn't work that way.
不是这样的。
Krishna reveals to each of us exactly what we need to know based on our devotional attitude.
Krishna 呢，他是基于我们每一个人的奉献服务当中的这样的一种心态，一种态度，根据我们每个人的情况，看我们每个人需要了解多少，然后他是相应的向我们去揭示这些知识的。
So Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita, I reveal myself to those who are surrendered unto me.
所以呢，我在上一当中 ，Krishna 说呢，对于那些皈依我的人呢，我就向他们去展示自己。
Now, last week.I gave some analogies.
上一个星期我做了一些类比。
And these analogies were about different kind of people who are put under arrest.
我讲到了就是被逮捕了，关到监狱里的人，这些人所这种处在一些不同的这个状况里面。
And based on the gravity of their offenses, they get a certain jail term.
那根据他们的那个罪行的那个轻重大小，所以说他们所得到的这个刑罚的力度也是不一样的。
If one is a criminal,
如果一个人是罪犯，
he may go into solitary confinement.
所以说他们可能会被单独的囚禁起来。
If you just stole some bananas from a shop,
如果是从这个商贩那里去偷了点香蕉，
you just have to pay a fine.
那你可能只要支付一些罚金就可以了。
If you are caught in a corruption scam,
如果说呢，你被卷到这个贪污受贿的案子里面，
you may go to jail for 2 or 3 years.
那也可能会把你这个关起来。就是要服2到3年的刑。
And depending on your position in life, social status, you may have different treatments.
然后呢，至于你在这个社会当中的地位的高下，可能你在这个监狱里面服刑期间的这个待遇可能也会有所不同。
So similarly, the conditioned soul is trapped into specific bodies within this material world.
所以同样的受条件限制的灵魂呢，也是被这个禁锢在这个物质世界的不同的躯体之内。
And given a certain amount of time to be in specific bodies.
然后在每一个特定的这个躯体里面呢，他们都获得了特定的一段时间。
And travel through different universes.
然后他们可以去到不同的宇宙。
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Puna Avartino Arjuna Mamu Petyatu Kanteya Puna Janmana Vidyate. Whether one is on the planet of Lord Brahma or one is an insignificant ant, birth and death will always take place. So, for the purpose of claiming the conditioned souls who are trying to enjoy themselves in this material world, Krishna comes on a regular basis.
为了要拯救被卷在这个物质世界生死之中的这些受条件限制的灵魂，所以呢，每段时间 Krishna 他就会亲自的降临。
And each time that he comes in different universes.
每次当他降临到物质世界的时候，他会去到不同的宇宙。
And he comes in different forms for specific pastimes and specific teachings.
他会以不同的形体出现，他会上演不同的逍遥时光，相应的给予一特定的教导。
So we discussed last week that Krishna comes as avatar, Lila avatar.
那上一周呢, 我们就谈到了 Krishna, 他以逍遥化身,
in the form of Varaha and Koma and Rishingha.
比如说 Varaha, 主Varaha, 还有 Koma, 神龟, 还有主Rishingha的,
or Buddha.
或者是
And the next one is Kalki.
然后下一个还有 Kalki, 卡尔基,
or he comes as Purusha avatar to create the material world.
或者他也以这个 Purusha avatar 来这个创造这个宇宙.
Or he comes in the form of Guna avatar.
或者是 Guna avatar.
Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva.
这个就是三大神，就是 Brahma, Shiva, 和主 Vishnu.
He creates, maintains, and destroys.
那分别呢就是创造和毁灭，还有维系。
Or he comes in the form of Manvantara avatar to establish the laws for mankind.
还有Manvantara avatar，也就是曼努化身，那么他也是为这个人类制定了法则。
Or he comes in the form of Yuga avatar, a specific form for each age.
还有他是以这个年代化身, 如果阿尔法呈现, 在不同的年代,不同的化身。
Or he comes in the form of Shaktyavesh avatar, as an empowered human being.
或者是Shaktyavesh avatar, 也就是说他是一个被赋予了神的能量的人的形象出现。
So, when we look at all these different appearances of Lord Krishna, actually, we realize that Krishna is always in the material world. Not only that, but Krishna is in the heart of all living entities. And this material cosmic creation is also part of Krishna's energy.
这个物质的宇宙的创造也是Krishna的能量的展示。
So we can safely say that Krishna is everything, Krishna is everywhere, and Krishna is within everyone.
所以呢，我们就可以就是得出这样的一个结论，就是Krishna他是无处不在的，他在。
And this is very important to understand because in Mayavad philosophy, in impersonal philosophy, they understand that Krishna may come to this material world, but they think that he has a material form, not a spiritual form.
在Mayavad假象跟非人格主义的这个哲学当中有一种说法，说 Krishna 呢是可以降临到这个物质世界的，但是他来的时候他是以一个凡人的物质之身出现的，而不是灵性的躯体。And
they also believe that this material world is an illusion.
而且他们还坚信不疑，说这个物质世界是一种虚幻。Well,
to answer those two points, number one, Krishna come in the very same form that he has in the spiritual world, which means that it is spiritual and eternal. It doesn't change.
所以说呢，我们对于这样的两个观点可以有一个相应的这个答案。就是首先呢， Krishna 他是一直以他的自己原本的形象现身到这个物质世界，因为他原本就是永恒的灵性的，所以在这个物质世界的时候，他的躯体也是永恒的，永恒的灵性的。
And secondly, this material world is not an illusion, but it is temporary.
另外一个，这个物质世界也并非是一个幻象，但是可以说它是短暂。So
here in the chapter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to, after explaining all the different manifestation of Krishna in so many different ways, both in the spiritual world and in the material world.
但是在讲完了在灵性世界和物质世界的 Krishna 的种种的展现，种种的显现之后，
Krishna will, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will speak from the Bhagavad Gita by saying, Yad Yad vibhuti matsattvam shrimad urjitam evava tattat evava gacchatvam mamatejom sa sambhavam。
在当讲完了所有的那一切之后呢，这个 Krishna 啊，主持他念 Mahaprabhu 呢，就对 Sanatana Goswami 说
：“Know that all opulent, beautiful, and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor。”
他说呢，要知道一切富裕、美丽、灿烂的创造，全来自我辉煌的一闪。
So, he, Krishna says a spark, it's just a spark. Just like you look at a diamond and then one little part of the diamond will begin to shine and then you are amazed by the shininess. But if you could see the entire diamond shining, you would be completely blind.
Oh, 那 Krishna 他在这里就是说到的是一闪，这个一闪呢就好像是这个宝石上面的你所看到的发出的那么一丝的这个光彩，那它已经是非常的明亮了，非常的璀璨了。那要是说你看到整个宝石同时放出它的这个光华的话，可能你的眼睛都会被灼瞎的。
And then Lord Chaitanya quotes this following verse from the Bhagavad Gita: Atava bahune tena kim yatena tavarjuna vishta bhayam.Vishtabhyaham idam krishnam ekam shenashtito jagat. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe.
接下来齐天念马哈婆布又引用了下一个就是继上一个诗节之后的下一个佛家梵歌里的诗节，意思就是说呢，Arjuna， 你又何须逐一的认识这一切呢？我的一小部分就足以变透和维系整个宇宙。
So this is taken from the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which is known as the opulence of the absolute.
那这个呢，就是说。是从这个佛家梵歌的第十章引用的两个诗节，最后两个诗节，这一章的这个题旨是绝对者的富裕。
So what does Krishna speak about in this 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita?
所以呢，就是在这个佛家梵歌的第十章当中 ，Krishna 在讲些什么呢
？He gives some simple ideas of how we can get.To know and experience him in this material world.
他是给我们举了一些例子，让我们得以在这个物质世界也能够去了解他，去经验到他。
And there are only 42 verses in that chapter.
在这一章当中一共是42个诗节。
So how can Krishna explain everything about his own opulence within 42 verses?
仅仅是42个诗节， Krishna 怎么可能就能穷尽他所有的富裕呢？
So at the end he says, what is the need of all this detailed knowledge?
所以他最后就是说，所有对于这些知识的细节又何须去逐一的了解呢？
He said, just with a fragment of myself.
他说呢，仅仅是凭着我的一小部分。
Which means it is not possible to actually grasp the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
所以说呢，要去完全的抓住主的至尊无比的这些富裕，至尊者的这些富裕，全部的富裕是。
Now,
去了解所有的这些富裕是不可能的。
There is a very good reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining to Sanatana Goswami about the greatness and the opulence and the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他为什么要对 Sanatana Goswami 去解释至尊主的这些富裕、这些伟大和这些所有这些能量呢？它是有一定的用意的。
You see, there are over 400 verses in this chapter that we've been speaking about for the last few weeks.
我们就是其实这一章是第二十章，中间第二十章， 它里面有几百个这个诗节， 我们已经用了几个星期的时间来讲。
And Lord Chaitanya has methodically and systematically explained everything that you can understand about the position of the Supreme Lord in the spiritual world and all his expansions and energies and how he is manifesting himself in the material world in so many different ways.
那就是Krishna在这里面已经讲到了Krishna带领新世界的地位，然后他又是怎么样通过不同的扩展化身来到这个物质世界，他怎么进入物质世界，这个物在这个物质世界他的活动，他的展示又是一些什么？那这个前面都已经讲到了。
And this is these informations are very important to understand.
这些信息是非常的重要的，我们要有所了解。
But is it really what Lord Chaitanya wants to talk about?
但是这是否真的就是主Chaitanya马哈帕布的教导的核心呢？
Lord Chaitanya is very eager to focus on one single topic.
所以Chaitanya马哈帕布呢，其实他最津津乐道的是一个主题，一个非常特定的主题。
So he tells Sanatana Goswami, Eta kahilum chakyavesha avatar, baliya poganda dharmera sunaha vichar. Thus I have explained specifically empowered incarnations. Now, please hear about the characteristics of Lord Krishna's childhood, boyhood, and youth.
他说呢，我已经解释了这些特定的跟赋予能量的化身，现在请聆听有关主Krishna的童年、少年和青年的特点。So
it's interesting because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan.
这是非常有意思，就是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他是从
And he has explained about all the expansion of Krishna outside of Goloka Vrindavan. And all of Krishna's expansion in the material world. Now he's going to go back into the topic of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan.
走了这么一个循环之后，他又回到了Krishna在Goloka Vrindavan的。Now
he wants to get into the specifics.
那现在他就是要讲到这个细节了。Why
does Lord Chaitanya want to get into the specifics?
那为什么主Chaitanya马哈帕布要讲到这些特定的内容呢？
Because this is the essence of pure devotional service is to be completely absorbed specifically in the form of Lord Krishna and his pastimes in Vrindavan and all his eternal associates.
所以说呢，就是说沉浸到Krishna的逍遥时光中呢，就意味着特定的沉浸在主Krishna，他在佛罗卡文达本的他的形体。
This is Lord Chaitanya's very special mercy to open this window for the conditioned souls to be attracted to Krishna in his Vrindavan pastimes.
其实是Krishna他非常仁慈地开启了这样的一扇窗，让受条件限制的灵魂得以了解他在Vrindavan的这些特定的逍遥时光。Because
there is a special sweetness which is found with Krishna that you cannot find anywhere else.
因为Krishna有一种独一无二的甜蜜，这种甜蜜呢，它只能在Vrindavan这个地方找到。
And because the people of Kali Yuga have such a hard heart like a stone, that only sweetness can melt the hearts.
因为呢，这卡利年代的人都是心如铁石的，非常的坚硬，所以只有 Krishna 的这份特别的甜蜜才能够融化它。
In the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadev Goswami describes the heart to be framed like a steel. You can't even get in, let alone get out of the heart.
那在这个正念佛教百谈前面的最开始的时候，Sukadev Goswami他就是讲到我们的心就像是一个铁栅栏一样，就是你，就是既进不去又出不来。
The heart is like a stone, motionless, feelingless.
我们的心就像是一动不动的铁石，就像是石头一样，是没有情感的。
And it's not with dry philosophy that the heart is going to melt.
并不是就是枯燥的这种哲学是没有可能去融化这样的。
And especially, it's not with impersonal philosophy that the heart will melt.
特别尤其是非人格主义的这个哲学，根本就不可能融化如此坚硬的心。
People may have emotions, people may have feelings, people may have sentiments, but these are not the expressions of the heart.
人们可能会有一些情感，有一些情怀。但是呢，仅仅有这一切的话，还不足以让他们的心融化。
The heart is the place of residence for the spiritual soul, the eternal soul.
心应当是永恒的灵魂所栖居的地方。
And that soul is craving for pure love.
而那永恒的灵魂始终的在渴望着爱。
Everything else is external and temporary.
所有其他的一切都是短暂的 temporary and
external.
而且呢是外在。
So the identity of the spirit soul is to be an eternal servant of Krishna.
灵魂的真实的身份应当是 Krishna 永恒的仆人。
Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sada Kabunoi.Shravanadi Sudachute Karaye Udoy. Rupa Goswami explains, the spirit soul is an eternal servant of Krishna, but due to contact with the material energy, that spirit soul is now covered.
Rupa Goswami 解释说呢，这个灵魂是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人，但是因为物质能量的影响，所以呢，它就被覆盖了。
Shravanadi Sudat Chitte Karaye Udoy. But by constant hearing and chanting about the Supreme Lord, this consciousness can be revived.
但是通过恒常不断的是去聆听和唱诵灵性的知识，所以这个受条件限制的灵魂呢，它就可以复苏。
And therefore, Lord Chaitanya inaugurates the Sankirtan movement.
所以呢，主持的涅玛拉帕布他就发起了向天上运动、集中证明的运动。
Every town and village, my name will be chanted.
他说在每一个乡村和角落，我的名字都会响起。
And in Kali Yuga, where people have absolutely zero qualification, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives Vrindavan.Prem, the love for Vrindavan and the love for Radha and Krishna.
那么在这个物质这个世界，没有一个人是有这样的资格的。但是呢 ，Krishna 他却在 Vrindavan 显现，把 Vrindavan 的爱，这种纯粹的爱，带给每一个受条件限制的灵魂。
So now you may ask the question, how can you love someone you don't know?
你可能会问这样的一个问题：一个人怎么可能去了解一个完全就是你不了解的一个人？哦，刚才有一句话我说错了，是钱塔涅马哈普布显现在这个卡利年代，把这个伟大们的对自身的爱带给了所有的受条件限制的灵魂。
So this is a this is a good question. How can you love someone you don't know?
所以说呢。你就是 这个问题非常的重要，就是你如果不了解一个人，你怎么可能真正的去爱他呢？
By knowing the person, you can develop love.
你呢，如果去了解这个人，慢慢的去了解他，你对他的这种爱呢，也会与日俱增。
And this is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now wants to focus on this object of love, who is Lord Sri Krishna.
而且丹尼亚马哈巴布现在就是要把他的这个主题放在重点放在这个爱的这个主题上面。
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to describe many details about Krishna as a person. He begins by saying Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj. And by nature, he is the perfection of youth.
就是他首先呢，他就开始说了， Krishna 他是南达大君之子，南达马哈拉之子。然后呢，主 Krishna 他就是一个风华正茂的少年。So
during his youth, Krishna performs specific pastimes.
所以呢，就是 Krishna 他在青春年少的时代。
Now, what Lord Chaitanya is talking about here is Krishna revealing himself in the material world, not the pastimes in the spiritual world.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
So Lord Chaitanya says, before his personal appearance, the Lord causes some of his devotees to appear as his mother, father, intimate associate, and then he appears later as if he were taking birth and growing from a baby to a child and gradually into a youth.
就是主祁天涅马哈帕布说，在他亲自显现之前，就是说主呢在亲自显现之前，他已经让他的这些奉献者们首先显现为他的母亲、父亲和亲密的朋友，之后他才显现，就好他也像一个普通常人一样，好像是从出生，然后从这个婴儿在。 到这个幼年、童年，然后呢，最后长成了一个少年、青年。So
this is what takes place every time Krishna appears. His devotee comes first, his parents, his intimate associates, and then he comes and he goes from baby to child to youth.
所以说呢，就 Krishna 他每一次在这个物质世界显现的时候都是这样的。他先是派他的这些 其他的这些灵魂显现成，就是他的父亲、母亲，还有他的这些非常亲密的这些朋友，然后他自己在显现。这个显现的看上去就是，就像是这个人的这个出生一样，然后呢，从童年到少年到青年。Lord
Chaitanya wants to explain that when Krishna appears in the material world, literally speaking, he appears from moment to moment.
From moment to moment.
Yes.
You mean it's very closely.
For example, Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. We read this in the Srimad Bhagavatam and in the Bhagavad Gita.
在《国家晚餐》和《国家梵歌》里面，我们读到，就是 Krishna 是在5000年之前，刚显现过。
5,000 years seems a long time for us, little living entities.
对我们这些微不足道的小生物来说，这个5000年似乎是非常漫长的。
But from the moment that Lord Krishna left this material world, instantly he appeared in another universe.
但是呢，当主 Krishna 离开了这个物质世界，他是 立刻就在另外一个星球、另外一个宇宙显现。
And they are millions of universes.
那么这些宇宙呢，不计其数。
So, moment to moment, literally speaking, Krishna appears in this material world in different universes.
所以说，可以说就是时时时刻刻的，就是主他是没有间断的在这个。
So Lord Krishna appears one universe after another, and each time he does that, each time he is during one day of Lord Brahma.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他就这样循环往复的在不同的这个宇宙当中显现，而在每一次的这个显现呢，这样的一个就显现的时候是在主 Brahma 的一天中。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, E mata sabalila jena ganga dhara se se lila prakata kare brajendra nanda kumar. Thus Lord's pastimes are like the flowing Ganges water. In this way, all the pastimes are manifested by the son of Nanda Maharaj.
那接下来呢就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是说主的逍遥时光就像是恒河水一样。源源不绝啊！那他所有的这些逍遥时光，都是以 Nanda Maharaj 妻子的形象展现的。
So, I don't know if you've ever, for example, when you go to Rishikesh.
那举个例子，不知道你知不知道？比如说，如果你去 Rishikesh.
And when you go to Rishikesh and you sit on the bank of the Ganges.
如果你到 Rishikesh 坐在这个恒河岸边
，and the water is very very clear and very very deep.
这个恒河水非常的清澈，而且深不可测。
And you can see the Ganges flowing; it moves in front of you with a powerful force.
然后呢，你就可以看到这个恒河的水在你这个眼前奔流而下。
So we have been going to Rishikesh for the last 8 years.
我们在过去十年当中呢，一直去 Rishikesh.
And every time we go there, we see the Ganges flowing.
然后每次去到这个恒河岸边的时候，都可以看到恒河水在不断的流。
It just never stops.
这个恒河水呢，就是这样顺流而下，永不止歇。
There are many rivers where the water is actually still; it doesn't move very much.
那有的时候你看到一些其他的这个河流几乎是静止不动的风平浪静。
But the Ganges is always flowing.
但是这个恒河一直是奔流不息的。
So the pastimes of Krishna are just like that.
所以呢我们就想象这个Krishna 这逍遥时光也是像恒河水一样奔流不息。
So,Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions that all these pastimes are revealed in the Shastra.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在解释说呢，所有的这些逍遥时光，都由启示经典揭示。
For example, we have the Srimad Bhagavatam.
比如说，我们有《圣严普加瓦坛》。
And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we have the pastimes of Lord Krishna in the 10th canto.
在圣典博加瓦坛的第十篇当中，我们可以读到主 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
So there are 90 chapters.
在那里面呢有90章。
What capacity do we have to understand all the pastimes that are described in each chapter?
在每一章当中都讲到了那么多的逍遥时光的这个细节，我们是否有这种能力能够？记住所有的这些逍遥时光呢
？And especially, what capacity do we have to understand with our own little mind that those pastimes are taking place again and again and again, constantly all throughout the material world?
那这些逍遥时光呢，时时刻刻永不间断的在这个整个的物质宇宙的每一个角落不断的在上演的。我们这么一个小脑袋瓜，怎么有能力去理解这一切呢
？Lord Chaitanya says it's not possible.
尤其看见马哈巴姆，他说这是不可能的。
I mean, do you realize that right now, as we speak, Krishna is performing his Vrindavan pastime in another universe?
那你可以想象一下吗？就在我们在这里讲课的这个时候 ，Krishna 与此同时就在宇宙的另外一个宇宙某一个地方在上演他的 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光。
While this world is suffering from the coronavirus, in another universe, Krishna is dancing with the gopis.
就在我们这个星球，在这个新冠病毒中煎熬的时候 ，Krishna 在另外的一个宇宙吹着笛子。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give a very nice example for us to understand.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 其实他就是以这样的一个很好的例子，是为了来帮助我们，能够理解。
How do you say zodiac in Chinese?
In different situations, different.
Zodiac has to do with
the
movement of the sun.
Yeah.
So, Lord Chaitanya says, the sun moves across the zodiac day and night and crosses the oceans between the seven islands one after another.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就是说呢，每一个白天和夜晚，太阳都会穿过黄道，然后呢，他会。在这个七个岛屿之中依次的穿过海洋啊，它会依次的穿过七座岛屿之间的海洋。
For example, now it's 5:15 in Mayapur and it's pitch dark.
那我们举个例子来说，现在是马亚普的5:15的这个时间。
But in China, it's already bright daylight.
外面是漆黑一片的。但是现在在中国的话呢，已经是白天了，非常的明亮。
So the sun is already with you, but with us it's still dark.
那么你们那里已经能够看到太阳，但是我们这里呢，这个太阳还没有升起，还看不到太阳光。
So the sun moves at a very specific speed.
所以呢，太阳它就是有一个特定的一个运行的速度。
And it is divided with day, and it is divided with night.
那么用这个日夜做区分。
The sun rises at a particular time. People get daylight at a specific place, and then in another place it's night time.
那太阳就是在某一个地方升起。那在某一个时间，人们就是。迎接了这个清晨，然后一段时间之后呢，再到黄昏。那么在星球的这个地方的人是经历白天的时候，在地球的另一端呢，人们在黑暗之中，在黑夜之中。
Now it's not because here in Mayapur now it's night time that the sun doesn't exist. It's just a question of time before the sun will rise.
并不是说现在 Mayapur 是黑夜之中哈，是晚上。那么就是这个太阳就不存在，而只不过说再等上一会儿，这个太阳就升起，太阳就出现了，太阳是一直存在的。
So we know that Lord Brahma lives for 100 celestial years.
我们呢知道这个主 Brahma 他要活上 100个宇宙年。
And each day of Brahma.Lord Krishna appears.
然后在这个主 Brahma 的每一天呢，这个主 Krishna 都会显现。
And he goes from one age to another, one kalpa after another kalpa.
然后呢，就是一个节，也就是一个年代和一个年代的这样的往复。
So in this way, Krishna moves from one universe to another constantly.
所以呢。因为这个 Krishna 他是在 Brahma 的每一天显现，所以说他就是从一个在一个宇宙显现完了之后，他又到另外一个宇宙，就这样不断的循环往复。
So this is the mechanism of how Krishna functions in this material world.
所以呢，从这点上我们就可以了解 Krishna 在这个物质世界显现的一个规律。
Now we have to understand something very important here.
那在这里呢，还有一点是非常的重要。
Those pastimes are considered to be eternal pastimes. Because they take place all the time. And each time it's the same associates who take part in those pastimes. It's the same form. It's the same pastimes. It's the exact same duration of time. Nothing changes. It's the same demons who come to harass the inhabitants of Vrindavan. It's the same Vrindavan, it's the same Mathura, it's the same Dwarka. And there is no reason to change that. Because these are reflections of the eternal pastimes in the spiritual world. So every time Krishna comes to this material world at the end of Dwapara Yuga, he comes and he stays for
125 years.
That's how long Krishna stays.
So Krishna,
now, out of 125 years, Krishna will spend approximately 12 years in Vrindavan. Then he will spend about 30 years in Mathura. And the rest of the time he will spend in Dwarka. And while he is in Dwarka, he will regularly go up to Hastinapur, or he will go to Kurukshetra to speak the Bhagavad Gita, or spend time with the Pandavas.
那么在这个Dwarka的这个时间呢，有时候Krishna会去Hastinapur上城，有的时候呢会到Kurukshetra库鲁支野上面，在那里讲述了佛家颂歌。那有的时候他会再和他就会和那些Pandava五兄弟在一起。
And then he returns to Dwarka, and then he returns to Vrindavan.
然后回到了Dwarka，然后回到这个Vrindavan。
And then he goes back to Dwarka to complete his pastimes. And each time, Krishna will manifest his pastime in his childhood, in his boyhood, and in his youth. That's it. So we know his childhood pastime as baby Krishna. And then as a young boy, when he plays with the coward boys in the forest.
And then during his youth,
when he spends time with the gopis, So then Krishna leaves for Mathura. But he's going to keep his youth all the time. Even when Krishna is in Dwarka, he will be 30, 40, according to the age, 125 years. When Krishna goes to the Kurukshetra to speak the Bhagavad Gita, he'll probably be about 80 years old.
那么如果是按照Krishna的整个的125年的这个 在这个库鲁之野上，富士达讲述《薄伽梵歌》的时候，就其实都已经是80岁左右的了。
Does he look 80?
但是我们看这 Krishna 他是80岁的那个样子吗？
Maybe Bhishma Dev looks 80.
可能是 Bhishma Dev 他看上去就是老。
But Krishna always remained in his youthful form.
看起来是八十岁，但是对于 Krishna 来说，他永远是这样一个青春年少、风华正茂的一个样子。
Because that's his eternal form; it does not change.
因为这就是他的这个永恒的一个形象，是永恒不变的。
He is not bound by the modes of material nature and by the temporary aspect of the material world.
他是不会被这个物质自然的能量所覆盖的，他也不会被这个物质的时间所影响。
Krishna is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita as being Aja, unborn.
在薄伽梵歌里呢，称 Krishna 为 Aja。Aja 的意思就是非生者，就是不清出生。
And Avyaya does not change.
Avyaya 的意思就是说他永恒不变。
So even though he may take birth in the womb of Devaki, still his form is eternal.
所以说呢，他就是看上去是出生在 Devaki 的这个子宫之中，但是他实际上，就是永远看上去就是永，他实际上是永恒的。
So his pastime begins with his appearance to Devaki and Vasudev, and then he will begin to kill the demons. The first one is Putana.And then he will end his pastime by the annihilation of the Yadu dynasties.
然后呢，就是 Krishna， 他是出生为Vasudeva Devaki 之子。他诞生之后，然后呢，他就是杀死了一些恶魔童年的时候，然后最后的他的这个逍遥时光就是以亚度王朝的毁灭为结束的。
So.When this is over, it starts again.
那这样的一个循环结束之后呢，又重新再会上演一次。
Therefore, in the scriptures, it is mentioned that those pastimes are actually eternal.
所以在经典里面是这样描述的，说 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光是永恒的。
Now, in the spiritual abode of Goloka Vrindavan, which is the land of the Surabhi cows.Krishna is as this Goloka Vrindavan is as powerful and opulent as Krishna himself.
那就是在这个 Goloka 被称为 Goloka 的这个灵性的这个居所，也就是苏拉比奶牛徜徉的这片土地上。那这个 Goloka 呢，就是这个 Goloka 的Can you speak the last part? The Goloka?
Goloka Vrindavan is the eternal abode in the spiritual world, and that abode is as powerful and non different than Krishna.
那这个 Goloka Vrindavan 它是在灵性世界的，它是和 Krishna 一样是永恒的，与它具有和 Krishna 相同的力量。
So,By Krishna's desire, this Goloka Vrindavan manifests in this material world as Gokul.
那么就是遵照 Krishna 的这个预言呢，灵性世界的 Goloka Vrindavan 它就显现在这个物质世界的这个地球上了，在物质世界显现了。那这个它显现的时候就是被称为 Gokul.
So.Imagine there are literally unlimited numbers of Vrindavan in this material world.
所以说呢，可以说就是在这个物质宇宙里面有无数个 Vrindavan.
The same Vrindavan in every universe.
在每一个宇宙当中都有同样的 Vrindavan.
With no,
不是只有我们地球有，是整个宇宙都有。
With no motorbikes.
那些 Vrindavan 是。没有看不到这个摩托车。
With no big building.
也没有高楼大厦。
With no loy bazaar.
没有 loy bazaar， 就是那个集市，热闹的集市。
With no crazy monkeys that destroy everything.
也没有像我们这个地球的 Vrindavan 那样有那么多疯狂的猴子到处的偷东西抢东西。
Only good monkeys.
那里的猴子都非常的温顺。
With no cars, no honking, no loud music.
也没有车水马龙，没有那么多的喇叭声、喧闹声，机动车。
Even 45 years ago, even 50 years ago, when you went to Vrindavan, it was just like in the Krishna book.
即便就是45年前、50年前，如果到了 Vrindavan 的话，那就完全就像是走进了 Krishna book, Krishna 快乐的泉源这本书一样。
So this Vrindavan is a very, very special place.
所以这个 Vrindavan 是一个非常特别的地方。
And Krishna manifests this Vrindavan in this material world to attract the conditioned souls.
Krishna 呢，他就是在这个物质世界的这个 Vrindavan 显现，目的是为了去吸引受条件限制的灵魂的心。
So there's a very nice verse by Rupa Goswami that says, "Braje Krishna Saveshvarya Prakash Purnatama Puri Dvaye Paravyome Purnatara."Purna. Krishna is complete in the spiritual sky of Vaikuntha. He is more complete in Mathura and Dwarka, and he is most complete in Vrindavan, Braja, due to his manifesting all his opulences. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.他在马图拉和杜阿卡更完整，他在文达文更完是最完整的，就是说的是在文达文 branch， 他展示，因为在这个文达文，他展示了所有的富裕。
So it is Vrindavan we get the completeness of Krishna's opulence。
所以说呢，是在这个文达文我们所以看到。Krishna 完整的富裕。
So in other words, there is perfect, more perfect, and most perfect.
对应完整这个词语呢，那就是完美或者说圆满，就是说有完美、更完美和最完美。
When Krishna does not manifest all his transcendental qualities, he is called complete.When all the qualities are manifested but not fully, he is called more complete. When he manifests all his qualities in fullness, he is called most complete. This is the version of all the learned scholars in devotional service.
就是说，在 Krishna 他展示了他的超然的品质，但是并没有完全的展示的时候，他被称为完整。但是当所有的这些品质都展示，但是再从头说吧，就是当这个 Krishna 他并没有展示所有的超然的品质的时候，这时候被称为完整。如果说他所有的品质都展示了，但是又不是完完全全的展示呢，他被称为更加的完整。那他是完整的展示了所有的这些品质的时候，他就被称为是最完整的。这个是在这个就是所有的一些博学的学生们在灵性科学，在泛爱科学上非常渊博的这些学者们所讲的。
So it is in Vrindavan that we get Krishna completely.
所以我们是在这个文达文，我们所看到的是这个最完美无缺的 Krishna。
Everywhere else is just expansions of Krishna。
其他的这些地方都是 Krishna 的扩展。
So we are arriving at the end of this chapter。
那我们现在就讲到了这一章的末尾了。
And we have just touched a little bit on Krishna's opulence.
我们其实才 紧紧的像蜻蜓点水一样的讲到了 Krishna 的一点富裕。
And now we are entering into the heart of Lord Chaitanya, who is very eager to describe the sweetness of Krishna in Vrindavan.
那我们刚讲到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他触及到 Vrindavan 的这个甜美之处。
And this sweetness and opulence of Krishna is the subject matter of the next chapter
22. 那接下来在第二十一章当中 Madhya Lila 的第二十当中呢就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就要深入的去展开了这个主 Krishna 的富裕和甜美了。
So this is how we get to know who Krishna is.
我们就是通过这种方式去了解 Krishna 是谁。
So we get to know the person that we love.
这样我们才能去了解到这个我们所深爱的人。
Where we can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and we can stand in front of the deities and say Krishna,My dear Lord Krishna, what I need.
你说你就可以唱着 Krishna 的圣名唱着 Krishna 的圣名或者在 Krishna 的这个神像面前的时候呢你就可以发自肺腑的说 Krishna, 我爱你了。
But it's not just enough to say, what I need, just like you can't tell your wife or your husband or your children, I love you and never cook and never clean and never work. That's not I love you.
但是呢仅仅口头上说我爱你是不够的就好比说你不能只是跟你的丈夫孩子家人说我爱你但是这个饭也不做地也不扫也不工作也不劳动然后成天就在口头上说我爱你这也是行不通的。
We have to show it, we have to prove it.
我们要用行动去证明这一点去让对方知道让对方看到。
So the more we hear about Krishna's sweetness, the more we want to serve.
所以说呢，我们所听到的 Krishna 的甜美越多，我们自然就更有愿望去服务他。
Shri Rupa Raghunath Pariyare Harsh Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa and Shri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I Krishna Das.Narrates Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps.
我 Krishna Das 在 Shri Rupa 和 Shri Raghunath 的莲花足下祈祷，我时时刻刻的渴望着他们的仁慈，追随他们的脚步，叙述 Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的慈悲良心。
Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 20th chapter.Describing how Sanatan Goswami met the Lord at Varanasi and received knowledge of the Absolute Truth.
Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 第二十章的 Bhakti Vedanta 要旨就此结束。第二十章描述了 Sanatan Goswami 如何在 Varanasi 遇到主，并且接受了有关绝对真理的知识。
But don't think that the teachings to Sanatana Goswami are over. This is only part one.
但是我们不要以为这二十章第二十章结束，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给 Sanatana Goswami 的教导就结束了。其实这还是这一部分教导的一个开篇，就是第一个部分。
Those teachings are contained in five chapters. This is only the first one.
这个教导一共持续了五章的篇幅。我们现在讲到的还仅仅是第一章。
Yes, and then it will be the end of Madhya Lila.
然后呢，讲完了就是 Madhya Lila， 中间就结束了。
And then we will start Antya Lila.
然后是 Antya Lila。
And when we finish, we start all over again.
就是夏天逍遥，或者说是末期逍遥。然后等我们讲完了这个第三个这个大部分，就是夏天逍遥之后，我们又循环，又从头开始再讲其他的查尔特曼特。Hare Krishna。我们看一下现在大家有没有问题提出来。 Hare Krishna， 这是丹丹贴里边提问的。Hare Krishna， 感恩发布和亲爱的妈妈子前面讲述，请问图尔卡的居民是不是都不会变老呢？Krishna 一直保持着青春年少的形象，他的妻子、孩子、孙辈的孩子们都不能老吧？否则他们在一起的时候怎么相处呢？Thank you, Prabhu and Mataji's sweet narration. My question is, so does that mean all the residents in Dwarka would not become old? Krishna always remains his youth. So his wife, children, grandchildren, for them they shouldn't become old either, right? Otherwise, how can I stay together?
That's correct.
的确是这样。
But Krishna's children, they do are born and they do grow up and they do get married.
那 Krishna 的这些孩子们，他们也是出生、长大，然后结婚生子。
Because that's part of the pastime.
因为逍遥时光就是这样的，这也是逍遥时光的一部分。Okay. That's it.
That's awesome.
So, 下一个问题来自于喜宝，顶拜夫妇和。
Wait, I want to add something.
前面那个问题我再补充一下。
Something that we may not always think about, but in Vaikuntha, not in Goloka Vrindavan, but in Vaikuntha, there are no children.
有一些可能我们是没有特意去想的，就是在百坤的无忧星宿。没有孩子。
Because there are no pastimes of women giving birth. Everyone is focused on serving Lord Narayan.
在这个百坤达，所有的人都专注在为主纳拉安的服务上面的，所以在那里没有这个妇女生子这样的逍遥时光。
And if they are children, they stay children.
如果有孩子的话，这些孩子也会永远长不大，就一直是孩子的样子。
Like Kumar.
就像是 Kumar,
whereas in the spirit in Goloka Vrindavan there are pastimes of childhood pastimes, boyhood pastimes.
那在 Goloka 这个 Vrindavan 的话，的确是有这个孩提时代，幼年的逍遥时光，童年的逍遥时光，少年的逍遥时光。
Next.
下一个问题来自于喜宝，请拜咕噜哥翻译。今天咕噜也讲到了 Krishna 无处不在。各种宗教也一同认为人体生命是最合适修行的，请问当前的疫情之下，人们会通过病毒的活跃升级而得到灵性的进化和提升吗？如果人类最后发现这次疫情是人为造成的而发动的战争，作为Krishna的初级的学习者，应该如何在各自的情况下保持心意稳定，更加专注于真理的学习呢？感恩您。Today you mentioned that Krishna is everywhere, and it is the common conclusion among all the religions that the human body is best for.Spiritual practice. So my question is, under the situation of this epidemic virus, because the virus is growing very fast and it's also changing and upgrading. So can the human beings also get spiritual purification in this process? Can human beings also get elevated along with the changing of the virus? If at the end the human beings found that actually this coronavirus is man-made, it was created by human beings, and then they resort to wars as the practitioners of Krishna consciousness, in that kind of situation, how do we keep our mind in peace and be even more focused on the study of the absolute truth?
Okay. There are different kinds of human intelligence. Someone will make a mistake and never learn.
有些人犯了错之后，他们是永远都是不吸取教训的。
That's ignorance.
这个就叫做愚昧了。
Someone will make a mistake and learn.
有些人犯了错之后呢，他能吸取教训，能够有所学习。
That's passion.
这个叫做激情形态。
And someone will not make mistakes.
有些人他们从来不犯错。
That's goodness.
那个叫善良形态。
So, if you follow the development of the situation with this coronavirus, you will find all sorts of people who react according to how they are being influenced by the situation.
然后随着疫情的发展，如果你跟踪一下的话，你就会发现不同的人就是针对这个疫情，他的反应是不一样的。
There are some people who are just because they have no other options, they can't move, but at the first opportunity, they will go back to their nonsense.
那有一些人呢，是因为这个疫情的这个限制，所以说呢，他也是不能随心所欲，想做什么就做什么，也动不了，就被这个隔离在这个家中。但是只要是一旦有机会。他就会马上的回到他所谓的正常生活当中，又去做那些胡作非为的事儿。
And there are some people who are drawing lessons from this situation.
有一些人呢，他们正在进行反思，从这个疫情之中进行学习和这个吸取教训。
And they will make adjustments to their lives so that they can be more aware of the environment.
那他们呢就开始对自己的生活方式做了这个调整，然后对这个环境的这种觉知力也更相应的提升。
And there are people who are already situated on the transcendental platform who are always aware of the environment, respectful of the environment.
那还有一些人，他们原本就一直是在这个超然的这个层面上的。这些比较超然的这些人，一些超然主义者，他们呢就一直对这个都能够时时刻刻的对环境有所觉知，他们对自然、对环境也是非常的尊重。
Unfortunately, the majority of people fall into the first category, which is make mistake and never learn.
但是不幸的就是大多数的人都被归于第一类，也就是不断的犯错，但是从来都不没有学习，不会吸取教训。
So when you talk about war,
so that
this is a war with the virus. It doesn't have to be military action.
所以说你刚才说到发动战争，其实当下的这个新冠疫情本身就是一个战争。这是一个瘟疫，它本身就是一个战争，不一定要有这个枪炮才能够被称为战争的。
And Prabhupada spoke quite often on this kind of situation.
那就是关于这样子，我们现在所面临的这种处境， Prabhupada 他是已经之前提到了很多次。
If Prabhupada was here now, Prabhupada would say this virus is Krishna.
然后如果 Prabhupada 他现在还在这个世界上，他或许就会说。这个病毒就是 Krishna.
Yes, because through this virus, you can understand Krishna. You can be Krishna conscious.
因为呢，你通过这个病毒，通过这个疫情，其实你就可以去，你可以更好的去了解 Krishna， 而且呢，你可以更具备 Krishna 之权。
People are not impressed anymore by looking at a sunrise.By looking at the vastness of the ocean or the power of the mountains, people are not impressed with that anymore. So you have something like a one little tiny virus that literally paralyzes the entire planet. This is just a tiny little glimpse of Krishna's power.
You mean people are very numb, that
yes,
they don't know
yes.
How to appreciate the
yes,
sun?
Yes.
就是说，现在呢，就是说，人们他们已经，现在就是现在的这些人，他们已经非常的麻木了，他们已经去 不懂得去欣赏这个高山的壮美，也不知道去欣赏这种大自然的壮观，所有的这一切对他们来说都是没有任何的感觉了，人们失去了这种力量。那么小小的一个病毒，它当它发威的时候，就让把所有的人都被禁锢住了，所有的人都好像就是什么都做不了了，完全的被束缚住了。所以这个病毒是非常的有力量的。
Can
you be more logical?
Very logical. This we have to understand. This is Krishna talking to the conditioned souls through his material energy.
所以说，这是 Krishna 他通过这种物质的这个能量，其实在教导的这个生物体，教导了我们这些人类，给予的我们很严峻的这个去学习和反思。
Now we have to see who is drawing any wisdom.Out of this situation.
那我们现在要看看究竟有谁会能从当下的这种疫情当中能够吸取教训。
So whether it's a virus, whether there is a war, a devotee is always situated on the platform of goodness and pure goodness in remaining Krishna conscious.There is nothing that we have control of.
就是说不管是病毒啊疫情啊还是战争，作为奉献者的话，我们始终是要保持在 Krishna 知觉当中，心意稳定啊，而且我们完全的觉知到其实我们自己是没有什么控制的力量的。下一个问题来自于岸上瑜伽感恩。老师精彩的课程，请问第一，受限制的灵魂是什么样的？二，灵魂不是个体吗？灵魂又是 Krishna 的仆人，这中间如何理解？What is this is from the Sutra of what is conditioned soul like look like? Like second is you said that we all know that the,Soul is an individual, but the soul is also a servant of Krishna. How to understand between the two of us?
Okay. We use the word condition.
我们用了一个词语叫做限制。
Conditions mean that we are. Conditions means that we are subject to.Repeating the same things all the time.
就是受局限、受限制呢，意思就是说，我们会不断的去重复一些错误。
And not in full knowledge, out of habit. That's condition.
就是说我们有一种惯性，我们不懂得用这种知识来思考，就是意思就是说一种非常无知的状况。
Like someone who is addicted, they do the same thing all the time. They don't realize why they're doing it, how they're doing it. It just goes on automatically.
就好像一个上瘾了的一个人，用毒品上瘾的一个人，他也不知道，他为什么要这样做，然后他应当怎么样做，然后就是他就是身不由己，就会不断的去重复这样的一个行动。
So when we say conditioned soul, it means that the soul is actually not awakened.
所以当我们说到受条件限制的灵魂，受限制的灵魂，意思就是说这样的一个灵魂，它还没有醒觉过来，它还没有苏醒。
And that soul goes from one body to another, repeating the same thing again and again.
那灵魂它就是从一个身体，迁移到另外的一个身体，就是生老病死的这个循环轮回，然后它就会一直不断的去重复。
And from one species of life to another.
从一种生物到另外一种生物的种族。
It's the body that is active, but the soul is sleeping.
躯体看似是活跃的，但是里边的这个灵魂却是沉睡的。
And it's only when we come to the human form of life thatThrough spiritual education, the soul can be awakened.
就当我们得到了人的形体的时候，通过灵性知识的这个教育的时候，这个时候灵魂它才能觉醒。
So the kind of education that the soul is given depends on who is giving that education.
所以这个灵魂它怎么样觉醒，那这个是取决于是谁在给予它这个教育。
So sometimes the education is given where the soul is awakened, but led in the wrong direction.
有的时候呢，就是这个灵魂本来是比较的醒觉的，但是如果他得到的是一个错误的灵性知识的错误的知识的一个指引的话，那么他可能也就会误入歧途。
It's not that the knowledge is wrong, but the knowledge is incomplete.
然后换一个角度来说，可以说他这个知识并就是引导他的这个知识呢，并不一定就是一定是错误的，
so,
可能也是灵性的，但是它不完整。在这个不完整的这个知识的熏陶之下，那么它可能就会偏离一点。
With bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness, we are given complete knowledge.
那么通过这个 Bhakti Yoga 风爱瑜伽，还有灵性的这个关于 Krishna 这个知识的话，我们是把这个知识的完整的面貌如其所如的给予这个。
What is the nature and the identity of the soul?
那灵魂的身份是什么？灵魂的本性是什么呢？
What is the influence of this material world?
这个物质世界对我们的影响是什么？
And what is the ultimate destination of the spirit soul?
那灵魂的终极的这个目的地或者说它的归宿是什么呢？
So this is the subject matter of the Bhagavad Gita.
这是佛家梵歌的主题。
Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita what is the nature of the soul, the quality of the soul,the conditioning of the soul and how to be free from that conditioning.
Krishna 在佛家梵歌里面就分析说灵魂的原本的就是原灵魂的性质是什么，灵魂的受条件限制的这种状况是什么，灵魂应当怎么样回归它原本的这个状态。How the soul can be awakened in Bhagavad Gita is explained.然后灵魂怎么样要回归灵性世界，怎么样摆脱物质世界的能量的束缚。
That's why the Bhagavad Gita is divided into three sections.
所以佛家梵歌就是分成了三大部分。
The first six chapters is about the knowledge of the soul and the conditioned soul.
第一个部分呢，就是说有关于个体灵魂的这个知识。受条件限制的这个灵魂的状况。
The second sixth chapter is about the knowledge of Krishna.
中间的六个部分是有关于 Krishna 的知识。
And the last six chapters are about the knowledge of this material world and the spiritual world.
然后最后的这个六章讲的是这个有关于物质世界的知识和灵性世界的知识。
So in this way we get the right information.So we can begin the process of devotional service, so we can constitution.
了解了这些知识之后呢，我们就可以开始从事奉献服务。那通过这个奉献服务，我们其实就开启了回归我们灵魂的本性，回归灵性世界的这个道路了。How to understand the soul? On one side is the individual, and the other is the servant of Krishna. I think what she means is, as an individual means he is independent. Why he has to be the servant of Krishna?
Independent means to be conditioned.
Individual. But
yes.
The hint is
yes.Individuality means that we are given some space and freedom to express our desires.
那你说到灵魂不是个体的吗？那个个体性呢，就是说意味着我们有一个个体的一个一定的独立性，可以去表达 表达我们的愿望。
So Krishna consciousness does not mean that you lose individuality because that individuality is eternal.
Krishna 知觉并不是意味着你会失去你的个体性，因为那个个体性它是永恒的。
Imagine if every single person was the same.
你想象一下，要是所有的人都是一个样子的，那会怎样
？No, we want Krishna means variety.
Krishna, Krishna 就意味着它是丰富多样的。
Unlimited variety.
就是无穷无尽的。
Every single soul is different, but same in terms of identity, but different in the ways of expressing it.
就是灵魂是无穷无尽的，它都是有个体性的，它的身份是一致的，但是呢它的这种展示，它的愿望是不一样的。
So,
its manifestation and its expression.
So when we become Krishna conscious, we don't lose individuality.
所以当我们拥有 Krishna 知觉的时候，我们并不失去这种个体性。
We just learn to use this individuality in Krishna's service for his pleasure as opposed to our pleasure. And when Krishna's pleased, then we are pleased.
我们就是用这种个体性，或者说这种用个体的这个意志来为 Krishna 做服务，这样呢 Krishna 就会非常的喜悦。当我们让 Krishna 满意和喜悦的时候，作为他的一部分的这个个体的灵魂，也就会得到满足和喜悦。
Otherwise, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, if the individual wants to remain independent, then they have to struggle constantly with their mind and senses and body.
那在博伽梵歌里面说，如果一个灵魂他只是想保持自己的独立性，不为这个 Krishna 服务的话，那么他就会时时刻刻的在他的心意、躯体和感官上苦苦挣扎。
Like everybody wants to be independent and everybody wants to be free.
每个人都想追求所谓的独立和自由。
That's what people are really working hard to become independent and free.
所以说大家都是在那儿努力想要。争取自己绝对的个体性和自由度。
But actually, you will never meet one person who says I'm completely independent and completely free. It doesn't exist.
但是这个世界上，你永远找不到一个人，他可以宣称说，自己是绝对的自由的，绝对的一个个体。
When we go deep into the philosophy of Bhakti Yoga and we practice devotional service, we gradually realize that the more we turn to Krishna, the more freedom and the more independence we get.
那作为我们 Bhakti 瑜伽的修习士来说，其实随着我们的奉爱服务的不断的这个去就是进展，我们就会越来越体会到，我们越是为 Krishna 做这个奉献服务，我们所获得的独立性和自由感就更强烈更大。
So they areMillions and millions of individual souls who have millions and millions of different ways to serve Krishna.
所以有这个不计其数的这些灵魂，他们都是个体，他们是非常的丰富的，他们都可以用自己的不同的方式，来为 Krishna 做奉献服务。所以这些服务 Krishna 的奉献服务的方式也是亿亿万万不计其数。
But then the inherent quality of the soul is to serve. That's why we always serve. Even if we are conditioned, we still serve.
因为灵魂的本性就是服务，这是灵魂的一个本性，它本来就是本身就是如此的，就与生俱来的这样的一种本性。所以说即便是我们还是被受限制的，被这个躯体所困的，我们还是会去做服务。
Okay. Next question
from 下一个问题来自25119328261YY， 就是请问人死后投生，人经历了哪些过程？For soul which die and then take birth again, what process does he undergo or experience?
The soul doesn't die. The body.
No, that's the body. Yes, we are talking about the body. The human beings, after death, it takes birth again. What is between the death and the birth? What does this human being go through?
The process of dying and taking birth is the same for all the different species of life.
这对所有的种族的这个生物来说都是存在的。
Birth means the soul is in the body. Death means the soul has left the body.
出生就意味着这个灵魂在躯体之中, 然后死亡呢就意味着灵魂离开了躯体。
So in the animal and plant kingdom, the soul keeps evolving from one species to another.
所以在这个动物的这个王国当中呢，这个灵魂它就是也是有一个进化，就是从一个低等、更低等一些的动物种族上升到更高等的动物种族。
Because animals and plants follow the laws of nature.
那这个指的是动物和植物，动物和植物是那个遵循着物质自然的规律的。
When it comes to human being, they don't behave the same way as animals and plants.
但是这个人类呢，就跟这个动物和植物是有所差别的。Because
human beings are given intelligence, but that intelligence may not be used properly.
因为人类获赐智慧，但是人可能并没有很好的去运用他的这个心智。So
based on the behavior and attitude and activities of a human being, they will take a specific birth in the next life.
所以基于一个人他在这一世当中的心意，他的所思。
This is very nicely explained in the third canto and in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个在圣严伯加瓦坛的第三篇和第五篇当中有比较详细的解释。
So based on the activities of the human being, they may take birth, practically speaking, instantly into another body.
基于一个人在这一世的，他在活着的时候的活动，那有可能他在死亡之后，就是灵魂一离开这个躯体之后，他立刻就投身到一个新的躯体里面。Because
it's a natural progression.
因为这个是一种自然的进程。Or
there is a period of adaptation.
刚才说的是立刻投生，那还有一种情况就是说，它还有一个调整和适应的过程。Where
the soul needs to be prepared, the soul needs to be conditioned, accustomed to the next body.
就是在灵魂投生到一个新的躯体之前，这个灵魂它还要适应一下，它要做一些准备，它要做一些这个调整。 然后他才能够完全的准备好去进入到一个新的身体。And
for example, for people who commit suicide,
就比如说对于那些自杀的人，it
means they break the laws of nature.
那些人呢，他是自己夺走了自己的生命，那就是说他是打破了这个自然原本的规律的。Then
they remain for some time, for a long time, they remain without taking birth in the body.
那所以说呢，他可能就是说，好长一段时间里面，他是没有任何粗糙的这个躯体的。So
different ways of transmigrating between one body and another, according to our activities and thoughts in this life.
所以基于我们在这一世当中活着的时候的所思所想，以及我们的行动，所以说呢，每一个人这个。 过程是不一样的。
And it's the same for devotees who practice Krishna consciousness.
啊，那对于这个圣对于这个奉献者修习 Krishna 知觉也是一样。
Some devotees who struggle may have to take birth again and continue the process.
有的奉献者呢，他在修习 Krishna 知觉的过程当中也是挺挣扎的，所以他那个死亡之后呢，可能。会再投生到另外一个身体里面继续他的灵修。
Some devotees may have to take birth in another, excuse me, in another universe where they can take birth in the womb of a devotee and then being part of Krishna's pastimes.
有的奉献者可能死后就去到另外一个宇宙当中，投生到一个奉献者的家庭，然后。在加入 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
And some devotees go straight back to Goloka Vrindavan.
有的奉献者死后就直接的回到了 Goloka Vrindavan.
Okay, I was listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada, which was very, very, Prabhupada speaks very simple philosophy.
就是我在听那个 Prabhupada 的这个讲座，那 Prabhupada 通常他在就是讲课的时候，他讲的都是非常看似非常简单的哲学。
And he gives very practical examples.
而且他经常举些非常实用的例子。
For example, he says, a body which is alive has a certain weight.
Has a certain weight.
Yes.
就是说一个活着的躯体呢它有一定的重量。
Like for example, let's say, Sumukhi Radha's daughter is moving around.
我们举个例子，比如说 Sumukhi Radha 的女儿，就是走来走去。
And she wants to lift her daughter up in her arms.
她很小嘛，然后 Sumukhi Radha 想用把她抱起来。
She will be able to do it.
Sumukhi Radha.
Yes.
Sumukhi Radha, 你可能能够做到这一点，把这个女儿给她抱起来。
Now, if Sumukhi Radha's daughter is asleep on the couch and Sumukhi Radha wants to bring her to the bed by lifting her up, she won't be able to do it.
You mean also lifting the couch?
Lifting the couch?
No. She's sleeping
on the couch.
And why she can't lift her up?
Because the body is very heavy when it's not awake.
Okay. Sorry. 我刚才没有完全的明白。就是说，那 Sumukhi Radha 的女儿，她要是睡在那个沙发上的话，她是躺着，然后她是就是完全好像没有觉知的，所以这个时候她的身体显得就更加的沉重，然后 Sumukhi Radha 可能就没有办法把她抱起来了。但是之前那个孩子他有觉知的时候呢，他有这个主动性，所以他要把这个孩子抱起来，好像就轻松很多。
When someone is asleep, they are 10 times heavier than when they're awake.
就是一个人睡觉的时候，他比一个活着的这个人显得就是要重上10倍的样子。
So the more awake we are spiritually, the lighter we become.
所以呢，同样的一个道理，就是当一个人他在灵性上非常觉醒的时候。它好像也就是更加的轻盈一些。
And Prabhupada explains, this is why the planets are floating in the space.
所以是 Prabhupada 也解释说呢，就是那些星球也是漂浮在宇宙当中，也是这样的一个道理。
Because Krishna is present in his energy.
因为 Krishna 他也是通过能量展示。
If Krishna was to withdraw his energy, all the planets will fall off.
因为所有这些星球在宇宙中漂浮，就是因为有 Krishna 的能量的支撑。如果 Krishna 撤回了这个能量的话，这些星球呢就会跌落下来，就不会在它原来运行的轨道上了。
So similarly, when one becomes Krishna conscious, then it's very easy and very light to move from one place to another. That's what the yogis do.
所以当一个人他具备Krishna 的这个知觉的时候，他的好像就好比体态更加轻盈，可以很轻松的从一个地方到另外一个地方。那些瑜伽师就是这样的。
Therefore, when one becomes purely Krishna conscious, within one flash of a moment, they can be back in the spiritual world billions and billions of miles away.
然后如果一个人他已经具备了绝对的纯粹的 Krishna 知觉的话，他可以闪念之间瞬间就可以去到这个就是非常遥远的这个灵性世界。那么从这些灵性世界跟物质世界的距离可以说是无法计算的。
OK, last question.
一如是不是对 Krishna 认识的越多，对自己灵性的修为越高啊？ So the more we know about Krishna, 认识的越多，对自己灵性的修为越高。 So the more spiritual advancement we can make, is that right?The more we know about Krishna, the more benefit we can have for our spiritual practice.
Yes,
the more advancement we can make
yes.
in our spiritual
yes.
life.
Yes, that's right, that's true. Okay.
是的，是这样。But we also need practice. If we don't actually practice,
yeah.
you can't have such a high spiritual.
That's right.
对 Krishna 的认识，如果是从知识的角度来说的话，那你知道的越多，还要去实践做奉献服务，这样的灵性的修为才会越高。Okay.
Okay, so we'll finish now. Sumukhi Radha Mataji, any more questions?
Sumukhi Radha Mataji, 还有问题吗？
He's gone.
那我们看我们今天的这个问题可能就到这里了，应该没有其他的问题了。
没有了。 OK, thank you very much Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
非常感谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
Thank you Krishna Premi for translating.
感谢 Krishna Premi Mataji.
Thank you to all the devotees.
感谢所有的奉献者。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Sri Sanatan Goswami Ki Jai, Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Kashadesh Yatra Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
By Kunta Jin, Fu Yai Ling, Jin Sha, the Fun Sen Jam, and Jin Ling of Machi Gang Yan Jin, Sri Chitan, the Chinese American, the Jack Ko, Jin Lao, Jolly Jia Su, and the Sato from Shi Jian, Dai Hui. To that, Jan Fu Bo, Kuman, the Krishna, Pitcher, the Yan Hari Krishna.